Yes, we was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? What about your bodies? People out where you've passed, how are they? Have you shown them the light of the Father? The light in the Word. That they may understand His greatness to glorify Him. I request you greet of your brethren and ask them that question. We've passed as the light of the Word shown there. Or you've been spreading darkness in the council. And you pervert bringing words without knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thank God for another moment is added us. And the sun is still shining. Because we know when it stops shining. And seasons and times of the earth will be ending. And we hold into the new heavens and the new earth.
Where
it's not going to be the sun there. Except the Lamb of God. And it's the light in there. Praise Jesus so much. We thank Him.
That
the sun is still in the sky.
No,
even the moon is still there. Even the stars. Those are one He gave authority to count for us time under the sun. Like spoke in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 unto 20. Let there be lights in the sky, that there will be signs to count for us seasons and times. And in the Deuteronomy chapter 4, moved on to say, gave them to the Gentiles. Give them us to worship them, but to count for us. When you start from verse 14 to down.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we glorify Him. Because the sun and the moon are still outshining. Because the day He will be coming. And the earth is passing away. The sun will stop giving its light. Even the moon. Stars will unclothe their body to fall on the earth. The big rocks which are shining. And torments will be much then. People in hell will be brought back here. Yet when they will reach here, we will be still alive and we've aligned ourselves. We shall be joined on those from the city of God. And then we ascend back home to heaven to prepare for judgment. As we shall be there for a little time, there in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and the evil will be brought on the chains. Then you look at them, they will be filled with shame. There then we preach the gospel on the world, and they took it like a joke. When you came to know the word and to see the way you fulfill it, and they will
still
look at this amateur, dafted person.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now you wait on that time, you will see them.
If
not have joined on those evil. You too may weaken yourself, you go get strengthened.
These
things perhaps waste my time.
But
be strengthened, may God strengthen you.
We
say, first get strong and get courageous. Then He will be together with you.
You
have to first strengthen yourself in the truth. Then God too will strengthen you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Don't be there and you say, Lord, your grace will uphold me. It will uphold you when you strengthen yourself. It left you the part that a person believes with their heart to be given righteousness. It means God to give you protection under the sun.
Still,
you first believe that me too, I need to get strong. But if you're lazing, you may not hold that and see that protection.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are still moving on. We sing the Holy Spirit who reawoke salvation of truth in America in the
1700s and 1800s.
Yet the spirit of Satan began to throw down that salvation in the 1906 through the one-eyed pastor who is known as William Fox.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But what we have been seeing, that gospel, how it was meant to be, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now it came being fought up to today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we have moved to answering those questions. What is the seeking of the kingdom of God and how is it thought? That was the first point we first saw. We're still moving on with the second point. What is the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how do we seek for it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we finish that issue, we shall go see the righteousness we seek for. What is it? And how is it thought? And then we shall end up, what is the kingdom of heaven and where is it found?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet in the second part, what's the kingdom of God that we seek for and how do we seek for it? We have come discovering and we understood that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit, because he says in the Matthew 12 verses 28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Then we understood the manifest of the Holy Spirit and his works. We manifest the kingdom of God in our midst. Because we had in the Luke 17 verses 20 to 21, that the kingdom of God doesn't come when it's outwardly manifesting, but it's in our midst. And we were told in John 14 verse 17 to 18, that Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God. The world cannot see him, for they don't know him.
But
we see him because we know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
when we saw fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is made of the seven spirits of God, as we had in the Acts 2 verses 3 and
4,
where upon them came tongues like of fire, the 12 apostles, and they were filled with the Spirit. And we got explained in Revelations 4:5, and we saw tongues of fire and they are seven, to show the seven spirits of God, fullness of the Holy Spirit. And we are given names of the seven spirits in the Isaiah 11 verses 1 and 2. And we saw the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, Spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding,
moyo wokutesa,
spirit of counsel,
moyo wa amani,
spirit of power,
moyo wokumanya,
spirit of knowledge,
no moyo wokutia mukama,
and the spirit of fear of God.
Ngechikondo chetabaza,
as the lampstand,
bwechalagibwa Musa okusoka,
how it was initially shown to Moses,
kitabu ekyokuva,
in the book of Exodus,
esule ya 25,
Exodus 25,
nyurasa tumoro munasa tumubiri,
verse 31 to 32.
Kali ntulaba ujuvu moyo mutukuvu.
Now we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
na manyage,
and their name.
Irani tuchizura,
and we discovered.
In
the Revelations 5 and the verse
6
that both seven spirits still they are the seven eyes of God. Now we've come being explained all the seven spirits and we see how they manifest the kingdom of God. We saw the spirit of wisdom and how he manifests the kingdom of God. Works on the foundation of every creation, those which are in the heavens and earth. We saw the spirit of understanding, how he manifests the kingdom of God. And we saw how he inputs and evolves here a little, there a little. And we saw him in every place, is there and is working. And we saw the spirit of the counsel of God. And how he manifests the kingdom of God. Works on the seasons and times. Measurements of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This day, we want to see the spirit of power and how he manifests the kingdom of God. That's how the Holy Spirit had risen this gospel from America, the gospel of salvation, but it was not able to stand. As we reached 1906, and we had changed the gospel and we are in the gains of the world, subtract and to adding in the word of God together with the twisting. But we want us people given this opportunity through the nation of Uganda and new generation with the full knowledge of God, and that is this ministry to take back, show people how things are meant to be, and the Holy Spirit moves on to re-arise the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in this time, we want to see of the spirit of power and how he manifests the kingdom of God in the midst of the entire world and the heavens, and helps us know how we seek for the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus so much. When we read book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2, we're going to see of the spirit of power and the one we look onto this day. Let's read and we hear Isaiah 11 verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye omoyo wa magezi omoyo wa kutegera omoyo wa kutesa na amanyi omoyo wa kumanya no kutia mukama.
Yes, you have zibenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bila tumanyi bulungi ebikwatagano mu mtu kumubujuvu.
Hope we know well what concerns the Holy Spirit in the full.
Eranga butusoma amanya wanoga tuwe ba Isaiah 11.
When we read names here, they are given us in Isaiah 11.
Olunyoro okubiri.
Verses 2.
Era tulide nti omoyo wa mukama.
We've heard that the spirit of the Lord,
and we
heard the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of the counsel, the spirit of power, the one we look to this day, how he manifests the kingdom of God in our midst,
and
teaches us how we seek for the kingdom of God. After we shall see the spirit of knowledge, how he manifests the kingdom of God,
then
we see the spirit of the fear of God, and we end with the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in all those words, we thank God who has given us strength in the spirit of power.
mwetuyimiridde okulaba byonna n'okukola byonna.
Where we've stood to see all and to do all.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era Katonda bw'asooka okutugamba.
And when God first tells us.
Tebiriwo byonna tebiriwo olw'amaanyi gaffe.
Everything which is not there because of our strength.
Naye lwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Akitegeeza.
He means it.
Okusinda mu Zakariya esula ey'okunoonyerwa omukaaga.
According to Zechariah 4:6.
Byonna ebirowoozibwa kubanga bikolebwa olw'amaanyi.
All things thought to be done by power.
Tewali alina maanyi.
No one who has the power.
Energy. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All that is there by the Spirit of power. In the Spirit of the Lord. Let us read and we hear. Zechariah 4:6.
Nadamu na ngamba anti. Chino che chigambo cha mukama Zerubbabeli. Ngachogera anti. Siru amanyi so siru abuyinza. Na iru amoyo gwange.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That scripture
goes
very far.
Zechariah 4:6.
That thou sayest the Lord,
that
not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. You know, we have something called energy on the world.
Power.
Oh, power. All that word is drafted and drawn from the word Spirit of Mighty. Praise Jesus so much. There is a time they usually use. And they are like three terms. And they refer them to God. In the book of Revelation. And they say. That that God.
Is omnipresent.
Is omnipresent. He is everywhere.
Omnipotent. He
has much power.
Agata koma.
An ending power.
Batero kumuita omniscience.
They usually call him omniscience.
Omukuru mukumanya.
The great.
Akulira technology.
Who is in charge of all technology?
Simanyo bibigambi
yobiwandi. Omniscient.
Yes, we must wait.
Praise Jesus.
The
greatest scientist.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Others say maybe these are theological words. These are words for the scriptures. Which pass through the Spirit of power. To show he is everywhere. By the much power. Which are in the Spirit of
God.
And he manifests his kingdom everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Spirit of that word. Revelations 19 verses 6.
Nempuliranga dobozi ly'ekibiina kinene era ng'eddoboozi ly'amazzi amangi era ng'eddoboozi ly'okubwatuka okw'amaanyi nga byogera nti aleluya kubanga Mukama Katonda waffe omuyinza w'ebintu byonna afuga.
Njagala luzungu kati.
I want an English version this time.
Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
God Almighty.
Ekiyitibwa omnipotent.
What is called omnipotence?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Because
of the unending power.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Revelation chapter 19 verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and has the voice of many waters, and has the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
Afuga.
He reigns. That word omnipotent.
It is having very great unlimited power.
Means
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Energy.
We call it energy.
Them
two don't know where it comes from. Those who make electricity, them two get surprised.
What
is energy? There is energy still there. Yet comes from that water. But friend, God has power unending like that. Everywhere it's there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Omnipotent. Omnipresent.
And they say omnipresent. Everywhere is there.
Omniscience.
Omniscient. Omniscience.
Science. Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus.
Kugamba aiya.
He who invents
aina technology atakoma
as an ending technology.
Kugamba agenda kukizulazula mu abamunonyereza akonanga naye.
Discover those who research of him.
Katondono.
And they say this God.
Ndo zamani ge go tugaite
think
unlimited power.
Power, let it call it agata koma. You know, there are things which happen.
And
you get ache of a woman and of a man. And you look for a way where bones come from. And even the child gets those bones.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
when we got the spirit of power, and how we manifest the kingdom of God. It is very surprising. For in the Ephesians 4, and because of the much power, he passeth through all.
Amen.
And the Father of all, after having the exceeding much power, which is unending,
the Almighty God,
Katonda omuyinza ebintu byonna.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus
so much.
But they speak all.
And
you don't see him, this kingdom of God.
In the
midst of the entire world and the heavens.
We're going to
see amazing things on the spirit of power. And
is
in our midst. Yet is not just seen. For people don't think.
And
don't lay their hearts onto God. Neither the works of his hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So Katonda wafe.
Now our God. And his kingdom.
Praise
spirit of power. Show us his kingdom in our midst. Even those who seek, how can we seek the kingdom of God? Spirit of power too is an eye lighting for us. It moves on to show us the way we can seek for the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read the verse 6. Ephesians 4 verses 6.
Katonda omu kitaye wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda omu,
one God,
kitaye wa bonna,
he is father over all.
Atugambye akola atya?
What does he do?
Ali waguru wa byonna,
he is above all.
Aita mubiona.
He passes through all.
Eranga ali mubiona.
And is in all things.
Nayari yadia.
But he's there how?
Omoyo wa amanyi haizo kuragengiri jari
yu. Spirit of power is the one to show you how he is in all things.
Uwa kabaka wakatonda ngaburi wona bufuga wona.
And he faced the kingdom of God and it's everywhere, running everywhere.
Bononya energy.
When you seek for energy.
Kali tunabeku energy ya kisa matala.
Let's look to energy which makes the light shine.
Oh, adukanya computers.
That running computers.
Okay, akoda bichebira. Mufumbira kewa mwe.
That we cook with at home.
Mufumbira koyo chitafi.
You cook on the Father.
Oyo ya yakisha matara gamu.
He makes your light energy. Light called energy.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much. Imagine them like this. All things is there. Except in sin, he is not there. If you make electricity from water, you will meet energy there. Even the foods. For there is the strength in the food. You eat it and you eat of the kingdom. And you
feel
gotten strength. That
they
say, no, by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. After you eat, you feel energy within yourself.
Hmm.
It is the same the kingdom. After will make you old in the other day,
he
sucks out his energy, retain it back to himself.
Hmm.
Praise Jesus. Let's repeat verse 6 with
him.
By the much strength, he reigns everywhere.
Omnipresence.
Omnipresence. Everywhere he is there. Ephesians 4:6.
Katonda omu kitaye wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna.
Byonna byonna asobola biyitamu.
He can pass through all and manifest.
Ayita mu byonna.
He passes through all.
Afuga byonna ali waguru wa byonna.
Is above all things.
Ayita mu byonna.
He passes through all.
Arabisibwa
and he manifests.
It
is in all things. As you reach there, he is there.
Even me, a food
you eat, when it reaches energy, he is there. You know, there are people. They are there, the scientists. Look day and night, not sleeping. They see how do plants grow.
This
energy, who is the one who grows them?
This
energy making food.
How
does it manifest and when does it happen?
And it makes a
potato maize.
Energy.
This energy.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Yet,
Satan Zachariah 4:6. Not by your power. Not by your strength.
But
everything there, it's the Spirit of the Lord.
The
problem is not being understood in what spirit. Of power, what? Not a problem which happened on the earth. Those who fought for power, we didn't know whom we were seeking for. Those who fought for energy. Even the gentle thoughts
and
thought to get strength, to get powerful. Now the problem with Afghanistan, they gathered much armies without power. You see, you get like 10,000 men, yet they have no energy among themselves.
And
they have no spirit of power in them. That American gets 5 men. And they hold the spirit of might in them. And they beat 10,000. All of them are up to this under the sun.
But
still, they try to seek for mighty, the spirit of mighty, who shows the kingdom of God.
The
problem which happened under the sun, church was to show this as we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. We
two
headed on the way of others who thought energy, or that called power. Yet that power, not understood, is the spirit of mighty. And we climbed mountains. We
are
going to seek for power. There is the power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. That's where they fell on the fake power. That of the spirit of Satan, which cannot be everywhere.
Yet,
this we speak for which manifests the spirit of power to appear everywhere, to be able to manifest the Father, and he passes through all and is in all things.
We
even ask how he is in them. Even the food I cook, he is involved in them. And you cook a portion on him and you eat, and then you get energy.
And you go,
you make your machines
that generate
electricity from water that you get
energy.
Yet machines you put in
place.
Them two in them, they is
him.
For they hold energy in them. If you think I'm lying, go break an iron without using energy.
It
has energy, you have to break it with energy.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much.
The
problem came like this.
These
things grow and you grow.
Yet
the energy which grows them, they don't know it.
There
is the energy which grows.
Sometimes
it passes through food in the sun.
This
energy, who is that one?
But even
holds the sun and the planets in the sky.
It's
rotating.
And
scientists are gazing on it.
This
thing is rotating. It's just in the space.
Who
upholds it there? All we cease to get
known.
Kingdom is in our midst, yet we don't see. But it doesn't come when he manifests himself.
He
never shows outward like
that.
Imagine today the kingdom, the Holy Spirit, in his fullness, through the spirit of power, holds the planet Earth rotating the space. If he showed himself,
would have
thrown it that we hear him. He has thrown it.
Oh,
let's lose the things.
But
this earth you see is rotating. But by the one called Mighty, the spirit of power, you cannot see them.
Yet
they are rotating.
Even
as we started, we are in rotations. But we don't see him. We are sitting in there.
God,
what is he speaking? He's not there.
I
don't know what I call them.
You know that
he upholds you, even his strength is upon which you're moving.
But
you want to go in a dowry? Yes.
If
this world
will
you reach where you're going to immorality?
If he
leaves it
will rotate, house
you want to meet to go to immorality in it, you will not meet it. It will be moving on.
You
will go as it's also moving from you.
Kati,
see how we trapped you?
He captured
them in a specific place.
They
reach, they do evil acts, I'll get squeezed them.
Wait
with the bottomless pit in hell. Then you will trample that head and you will understand him. For you think,
who
will hinder me to reach there? I'm going to do them.
I'm
going
to steal. He
can stop you.
But
because you don't know him,
he
doesn't come showing himself. Even works, he doesn't show
himself.
He doesn't have authority.
Because
God is great and mighty,
see,
this is why do they trouble me. Let me do my things.
In
the council where we saw we manifest the kingdom,
he
never reasoned with any person.
Because
of exceeding mighty,
you
can reason what is not major and will squeeze you for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But what you have to know, many refuse to sleep day and night and they try to research.
But
this energy comes from where?
Now
you see, scientists have made rockets and others,
but
they wanted the power in the different rocks.
For
they joined up those rocks
and
they make out of them rockets. You see a rocket. Now it's still.
Era man.
The rocks. Energy in the rocks. Or in these iron materials.
Join
them, made up this. Who still put them there?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
No.
Many are manifesting the spirit of power. But let's read in the Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Even if you refuse sleeping day and night, this the spirit of power retained it to himself.
You
want to see things which are done under the sun. But you see banana plantations growing,
kasori,
the maize,
rumonde,
the potatoes and the rest, but the energy which grows them. Still there are those who refuse to sleep day and night, and they want to see how they are. They put cameras under the oceans and the seas. They see how things give birth. They are trying in all ways.
This
energy, which is power, how is it, where does it come from? They have shown you there. Energy is to grow them. You pull their size up to grow.
But
see that energy, those which push them up. That's where the trouble is. The spirit of mighty is hidden from them behind these things. To be able to show the kingdom of God that is in our midst. We see Ecclesiastes
8
from verse
16.
Ecclesiastes 8 from verse 16.
When nasa yomutima gwange okumanya magezi nokulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro. Olunyolo 17. Awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda, omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba, kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba. Weewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bw'alowooza okugumanya nate tali inza kugulaba.
You hear what happens?
Such
of the work God does under the sun.
Wanted
now the things, how are they in place? Things are growing. They come from the ground. Others are in the ocean. We too are on the world. But we first get in the wombs. Our bodies are made. I get egg of a man and a woman.
Exact
out where are the bones? And who strengthens such? And he said indeed.
Such
for the work God does under the sun.
Omuntu nga ne bwagaana okwebaka.
And the man refuses sleep.
Emisana n'ekiro.
Day and night.
Tayinza kulaba.
They cannot see it.
Omulimu Katonda gwakola wansi w'enjuba.
The work God does under the sun.
Newankubadde nga agunoonyereza atya.
For the research of it.
Tali gulaba.
They will never see it.
Newankubadde omugezigezi.
Neither the wise.
Alowooza atya okugumanya.
How do they can think to know it?
Era tayinza kugulaba.
They can never see it.
Abagezigezi kankubulire tewali kintu kye batakuteeko kunoonyereza.
The wise, I tell you, there's nothing they have not involved in researching about.
Ekiri wansi w'enjuba.
That which under the sun.
They are
in the sky.
They
gaze at the stars and their appearance.
They have
gone on the different planets.
They have
sat on the planet Earth.
They have
gotten everything on it.
They
search for the power behind the things. Those the animals are there seeing things, everything. You see how the earth is rotating. It's within. It is moving you. Even strength which moves you around, it holds things intact in one place.
See these
things now. How comes? The invisible power we don't see. What does these things? And they got from the sky. They came in the plants. They looked every plant.
Rose.
It springs from the ground. It increases in height.
See,
they don't see a hand stretch it to grow taller. We've reached here. There's something behind these things. You know, they reach Satan, they pass him, they say, Satan. Though you deceive us, you are God, but you don't know of these things. You know, there are some scientists. We shall show them to you one day. They
are
involved in the things of Satan.
They
reached us, the officials representing Satan, where there is Jezebel and the 10 major fallen angels. Things we've researched, tell us how they happen. You know what they tell them?
Magic.
That is magic.
Magic.
They made magic and it doesn't breathe these things out, live for long.
That means
these are conning us.
Another
behind us with much power. They say he is omnipresent, he's everywhere.
Omnipotent,
he has much power. He decided to hide from us.
Yes,
praise
God. Now
they
are saying,
entered in Satan. And they did things of great science. Yet they researched, and indeed,
these
things is another behind them.
As
they asked from the devils under the ocean and in the sky,
how
did things happen?
They
told them they happened by magic. They showed us, show us. They gave them powers of magic.
They
put them in place, but they didn't live for long.
There's
another who makes his
living.
They are always there. And others ran quick.
Began
to spread the rumor. Satan concerning them under the ocean. And in the bunkers. Even in the sky. Remember us, church.
We
remain on the gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness.
All
things would have been known well in the world.
And
how they happen.
And we
would have known that our God.
Who is
above all things, and he passes through all, and he is in all. People would have seen him.
They
would have seen the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they would have entered it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, bigambo bino byonna.
Now, in all these words, we are researching. And the scientists of the world, try to see at least. And they understand
in
the egg of the man and the woman,
what
form of strength makes bones from them. Try to make of fake bones. And they make fake hearts, artificial. Yet they see not doesn't outlive.
They
have many conditions attached.
Yet,
this one behind these other things, the spirit of power. How does he do things perfect? And they stand strong. Now they could not see him. You can tell them that the spirit of power is there. The kingdom of God. And he does his works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the Ecclesiastes 11, verses 4, he says this. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4.
Alabirira embuyaga, alabirira embuyaga talisinga. alabirire mbuyaga talisiga alabirire mbuyaga talisiga noya tunulire ebire talikungula
andika kati goyagala kulaba mbuyaga ezo
now you want to see the winds blow
no gana yenkubira bikejatto
and he said my perhaps it's rain
atinoda kubirenga byekolo okula
mbanga and you see clouds move in the sky and maybe you say it's going to rain. If you are on those and you don't know who does them, what happens, you don't sow this time. You end when things will fail. And scientists try to check out seasons of these things and they changed. This day we made a forecast which is wrong. According to what we forecasted, it may have come to pass. But what changed it? What power changed the entire thing? For he's the one who empowers the angel of water to change the clouds of the world, even the movement of the wind, that spirit of power himself. Now he's there to that they see how the clouds move. Ended when they are hungry under the sun. Let's read verse 5. Ecclesiastes
11 verse 5. Newankubadde amagumba bwe gakulira mu lubuto lw'oyo ali olubuto. Era bw'otyo bw'otamanyi mulimu Katonda gwakola mulimu gwa Katonda akola byonna.
Owulidde akati bw'omala okulemererwa okuzuula amaanyi
after you fail to discover the power
agatambuza empewo eno gye tusa
moves the wind the oxygen we breathe
nno buli omu n'agenda mu maaso n'okusa
everyone moves on to breathe
era n'otazuula
and you don't discover
ngeri magumba gye gakulira mu lubuto
how bones grow within the womb
kubanga mbutufu otunulamu amagumba agandifumisa omukazi oyo nga gakula
did the bone to pierce the woman when they are growing
does it
the bones pierced her that the child is grown a bone
and
see that how you fail to realize what concerns with power that God uses over all works. You know, power growing food is there. I want to wake up one day, look at your maize. Look at it, see how it will grow. Even the scientists who put machines up there to see the things, they see
it
risen up once.
they lift
their realize how it went, came about.
There is
the immediate power
there.
Grows a leaf, you see it, it's grown. You did see how it came about. You want to see how the leaf comes about. Yet the leaf just comes. You want to see the bone grow one by one.
The
bone has come for this child. But how did it grow? They see it has grown.
And they say
these things we don't know.
Who
is behind these things? That's where you know you was worshipping devils, you have to run from the shrines. There's no meaning there. You in religions which hold no knowledge, you needed to enter the kingdom of God.
We
say if you don't get born again, you cannot see it, and you cannot enter it. The kingdom of God,
to
enter it, you must have seen it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What you don't know, it's hard to enter it and support it with all your heart.
And
we where we get strength to support like today because of knowing this kingdom. After you know he's everywhere, you support him to the end. You know there's exceeding power which passes the spirit of power. Now on the other day it's going to do something on us. On the day the Lord Jesus is to come back, before I move on with Ecclesiastes, that power which grows things, which passes the spirit of power, On the other day, in a twinkle of an eye, there will be a France. That where it orders food and all the other plants. You will twinkle like this. Your body of flesh is vanished.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
who try search about this power and they wonder. Yet he shows these things, never shows himself. Let's read in the Corinthians, we see. I show you power which makes food in the ground. And the power which grows the things.
It
has much authority. The spirit of power. If you want time, you can all become ants. Because of feeding power, you can squeeze you to become an ant. Don't you see yourself as a big woman or man? Because the passes your growth things. Limb or cause you to grow tall right now, or make you into an ant. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51-53.
Laba mbabulire chama, tetulie bakafe na. Naye fenna tulifusibwa. Olunyolwa 5:2. Amangu agonga kutemya kikowe. Akagomba kenkomero bwe kalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga. N'abafu balizuukizibwa. Ogutavunda. Naffe tulifusibwa.
Nga mu kutemya kwalisa.
In a twinkle of an eye.
Walibao akagombe kalivuga.
The trumpet will sound.
Akati mangu agu.
Now immediate.
Ugendo kwetu nulako.
You look to yourself.
And
change. Where have I gotten the body of the angels? You blink like this. You were in another body.
That
power which grew the pumpkin of Jonah. One night in the morning, there was a pumpkin fraud there. Even this, we see, is limited in the Holy Spirit. He's reduced it. He pulls gradually the plants. But he can pull it once to come up. And all plants and
fruit
puts on fruits immediate.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
That
authority, he reduced it to show its enemies. But you see, there's something I learned when we started this kingdom in the journey of heaven. The thing I learned, I learned to reduce authority and power,
and
not to show myself though I can.
Yes,
and you too learn that. God can do beyond even what we see.
But sometimes
we move slow.
And
when he gave the human being a punishment,
he
reduced that power, mostly which grow things. You too gave you a criteria very harsh.
You,
first, in the womb, they are ordering, making your body.
Then
you come here, path through many troubles.
They
have to cover you.
What
prices the goat is not covered, it comes covered.
And
when it reaches, fall down.
It
mighty gives us strength to stand up. Immediately it begins to move.
Now,
you who sinned, I speak of a human being. They bath you and you fall on the ground. Like that. You don't know what to do for yourself. You are swooping there.
Your
bones are weak. You can't do anything for yourself. You do things to yourself. The past levels. If you begin to crawl, you move like a goat on your hands and knees. It gives you a little strength. You touch things to support yourself. Punish this human being.
Adam
was created immature. He was created mature. Even if created mature.
It's
a punishment to pass these levels of growth. I hate them. You suffer.
No yavura.
You drug yourself.
You first drug yourself
on the belly with your stomach. But because of a
belly,
a human being never learns.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
God
has much authority.
Through
the spirit of power, the way
to
manifest the kingdom of God. And it's everywhere.
He
does things.
Everything
spirit of curse on all the seasons gave it.
Season
for us to grow them according to the season the spirit of curse gave them. The bones of the
goat,
the speed they grow on in the womb is not of the human being. I think we are together. A goat outlives how many months in the womb?
Mukaga. A
human being. But who comes out when they are strong?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Who comes out when they are more mature. Think God, the more he puts mighty and power, he thinks outlive long. He reduces the toilings. When he reduces the power, we see him wait you for some time. Even plants did that to them. Now you can eat greens in just weeks. When you reach the jackfruit, you have
to
wait for it. So it reduces the power strength.
But
the power which can wake up, grow them once all. That's what created them in the beginning.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. In the beginning, says,
let
their seed, everything they happened. Look, jackfruit is ripe. Even its fruit in it.
What
no one understands this.
Let them
plants with their seed. You know, make them instant. Now we reduce the strength. Put a seed in the ground. It will grow gradual like that.
He
pulls it slow. Let me show you I have
authority.
You wait.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
So
now things done. The spirit of power. Kingdom of God manifesting everything.
Nothing you will see happening
when it's not there by the spirit of power.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. When you read how this pumpkin grew,
it
grew in the spirit of mighty in a great speed.
The
kingdom can wake up in the day, make all things grow once.
And perfect.
Yet they are perfect. Now what the scientists did, they went where he had left some power in the rocks within the sun, the moon, and they got there the big pigs, medicine of the big pig, medicine with the grass which grows
quickly.
Don't know how he balances his to appear perfect.
Now
they get power adding it. And they have not balanced. And they grow, they become poison. And they begin to cause sicknesses and to kill. They don't know how God balances the power. And they grow. And they pass through that power. Yet they don't retain poison. As if we started the second heaven,
where
there is the creation and things created there.
Aha. Tugambe tusoma ki?
Jonah.
Aha, katulabe.
Jonah esule yokuna olunyolo okutano.
Jonah chapter 4 verses 5.
Awo Jonah nafuluma mu kibuga, natula ku luyirwe ekibuga ololekedde buvanjuba. Nasisireyo ekisisira natula omwo mu kisikirize kyakyo okutuusa lwalirabe ekibuga ekiriba. Olunyolo omukaaga, Mukama Katonda n'ategeka ekiryo n'akimeza awali Yona, kimulisize ku mutwe gwe, kimuwonye ennaku ze yali alabye.
Yakiyimusa ekiryo mu bwangu ddala.
The pumpkin grow immediate.
Jonah
was asleep. He woke up, the pumpkin had grown. He had flowers, it had put on the pumpkins.
Jonah esule yokuna olunyiriri olw'omukutano.
Jonah chapter 4 verses 5.
Awo Jonah nafuruma mu kibuga natula ku luyi olw'ekibuga olwolekedde obuvanjuba. N'asisiira eyo ekisiisiira n'atuula omwo mu kisirikirize kyakyo okutuusa lwaliraba ekibuga lwe kiriba. Olw'omukaaga, Mukama Katonda n'ategeka ekiryo n'akimeza awali Yona, kimusiikirize ku mutwe gwe, kimuwonye ennaku ze yali alabye. Awo Yona n'asanyuka nnyo olw'ekiryo. Olunyo olw'omusanvu, naye Katonda n'ategeka ekiwuka obudde bwe bwakya enkya.
Nakyo yakitegeka mu kiseera ki?
To God prepared immediately.
Ekiwuka.
A worm.
Anti ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olw'okugasa.
All things work out for the good.
Barumi 8.
Romans 8.
Olunyo olwabiri mu 8.
Verses 28.
Ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olwaki?
All things work out for the good.
Oli kiryo yakoze ebibye.
The pumpkin did his work.
Katonda n'ateeka mangu awo ekiwuka kula.
God put a worm immediate grow, eat it.
Yona esule yokunonyola omusanvu.
Jonah 4 verse 7.
Katonda n'ategeka ekiwuka obudde bwe bwakya enkya, ne kiruma ekiryo ne kiwotoka. Olunyolo 8. Awo olwatuuka enjuba bwe yavaayo, Katonda n'ategeka embuyaga ez'obuvanjuba ez'olubugumu, omusana ne gwokya Yona mu mutwe gwe, n'azirika n'asaba afe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kingdom
of the Son to God involved. Told him target in the head of Jonah.
And
scorched him without reducing. And all the rays from the sun. Angel will blow the clouds out of the rays. And it will target the head of Jonah. You know, it will be scorched of sunshine and you faint.
Jonah 4
verse 8.
Awolwa tukenjiba bayavayo, Katonda n'ategeka embuyaga ez'obuvanjuba ez'olubugomo, omusana ne gwokya Yona mu mutwe gwe, n'azirika n'asaba afe. Nayogera nti wakiri nfe okusinga okuba omulamu. Olw'omwenda, Katonda n'agamba Yona nti, gw'okoze obulungi okusunguwalira ku lw'ekiryo, gw'okoze bulungi okunsunguwalira ku lw'ekiryo. Nayogera nti nkoze bulungi okusunguwala okutuusa lwe ndifa.
Kati Katonda oli ku kiryo kyange.
You are on my pumpkin. Which grew in the night. Even Jonah, a very stubborn man. That the pumpkin is his. That
it's angered
over
him.
Yet God made it grow.
God,
Lord, leave me get angered. My pumpkin,
what did you do?
You came here, you killed it. And you sent worms to eat up. The pumpkin and the worm, they are all mine.
Not
know the reason why. You know, you see the sun by the spirit of power.
It just
reduces it not to hit the weight mates.
But the sun
can increase from its level of heating to 10,000 times.
And burn
up hair off our heads. And we faint. And after we die, that is the spirit of power. Yet even the sun reduces its rays. We come on the earth and we begin to despise. God, are you there? Now look to that head. Not to walk when the head breaks in vain. It has no wisdom of the word of God. Others say they've gone to search and check the sun, that others bought it. Human being is just mad.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, Ecclesiastes said people are mad. God has just saved us from madness when he gave us knowledge. But we too were mad.
You
remember what you used to speak,
and
you didn't know the power of God, and you said your hand grows food.
Jonah
chapter 4 verses 9.
Katonda nagamba Yona nti gwe okoze bulungi okunsunguwalira olw'ekiryo. Nayogera nti nkoze bulungi okusunguwalira okutusa lwendifa. Olunyolo 10. Mukama nayogera nti osasidde ekiryo kyotakolera mulimu so kyotameza. Ekyamerera ekiryo ekimu ne kibula ekiryo kimu.
You say
you see, you a pumpkin I've grown one night.
You grew the pumpkin
in just one night. Do you know even where the seed came from? For it was out in the deserts, out of the city.
Growing
the night in the morning, spread around.
It has
flowers, it's put fruits on it. Jonah said, my blessing I have is much. I am a prophet of God who waits to beat Nineveh. All power I move with has made a pumpkin grow. God told me how it grew in one night. Have you ever seen it grow in one night?
All
your home, you have pumpkins, you wake up the day and they have grown in the night.
Told
them in one night, I came for it.
That's
the mighty authority is the spirit of power. How things was meant to do
them.
But he decided to reduce that power and heat from us. We don't know how they are and how they grow. We don't know how they move. But we are on this world. Everyone does what they want.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Jonah
chapter 4, verse 11.
Ekibuga ekinene omuli abantu akasirivu mu obukumi bubiri n'okusukirirawo abatayinza kwawula mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo n'omukono gwabwe ogwa kkono era n'ensolo ennyingi.
He said, now you see those people. I have muscle on them without much foolishness. They don't know their right and their left hand. You know, today in the world, there are people who say they know the right and the left hand. But truly, you don't know it. Who knows that? Now the one who writes with another hand, is it there, is left or is right?
We have
people who write with what we call the left hand.
That's their main hand.
To you, what should we call that hand?
But you
think, what is the rightful right hand? Don't you know it is on your spirit? How do you write? You're using your left, right. So where is your rightful right hand?
Right. People in the
don't know that word.
God
is the one who knows his rightful right hand.
You're going to tell us,
where is your right hand now? Since you write with your left hand.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And they used to beat those people who are left. That they write with the wrong hand. Who tells it's not a right hand?
Praise
the Lord, brother. Jesus, brethren.
Meet
the hand I used to write. Even when I'm playing football, I use that left hand. What do you call it? Now, where is your left hand?
Left, right hand.
Your right hand is which one? Yours, right. That you come here. Right. You write with what hand?
Right hand.
Where is your right hand? Now, where is your left hand? He himself never knew that.
Where's
your right hand? Would have shown you what's not right. Now go.
As
we named these words, all of us, maybe you've just
discovered
God, the one who knew your rightful right hand. That one we just
posted
is not what you used.
All of us,
each one would have used both.
If you
sit here, we use all hands. Now those are on this world.
Jonah 4:11. Nange sandi saside Ninevi. Ekibuga ekyekinene omuli abantu akasirivu mu obukumi bubiri n'okusukirirawo abatayinza kwawula mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo n'omukono gwabwe ogwa kkono
mbu tebagwawula.
They could not separate. People in the world think we abuse them, they don't separate. You were able to use both hands, or you were free to use the one of either sides. That rightful hand of yours is on your spirit. The other system, what you make it get used to, it's what it does. If you had made use the toys to write, they would have held the pencil to write.
Or
you just command the system to use it.
The
one who can tell us that is the kingdom of God. It is the Holy Spirit. For he passes through all that is in all. What else did he never separate it?
Jonah
chapter 4, verse 11.
Abata inza kwaula mkono gwabo gwa dio. No mkono gwabo gwa kono. Ere nsole nyingi.
Mchirete baula na nsole nyingi.
They could not even separate between many animals.
Wanga abantu na bafana na angiri nsole.
For human beings to appear like animals. And he said Ecclesiastes wanted people to realize that them they have no difference from an animal in the flesh. For still they die as animals die. And they get old as the animals get old. And strength doing all.
And
many things are under the sun. What's taken us in the book of Jonah? That you know that the power of the Holy Spirit, the ruling spirit of power,
and
works of the kingdom of God. Right from the beginning, these things were meant to grow at a very high speed because of the much power. But God reduced it.
Now,
these of the powers of darkness with magic, and they wanted to intervene that they make doves instant, and they make fish, and you see them. Then you'll think they are the ones with much power. Yet from the beginning, the much power which is fulfilled perfect will, it's unto God himself through the spirit of power.
It's
able to grow you immediately. And you get
pregnant,
and you get never
pregnant,
and you birth
and
it fits once and it will grow immediately. And you see the man in the morning, it has beards. If it there happens on you, kept you 9 months in the womb,
no,
and you birth the child when they come out and they grow instant, and you make them sleep. You sleep both of you.
As you wake up,
is a man or a woman? What can happen on you? You faint. What happened on me?
Stole
my child, brought me a demon. I am the one man. I am the one you
bought.
Why do you fear me? You can run from the room. Let me tell you the spirit of power and the way he manifests the kingdom of God. Greatest levels reduced his power. We fail to see him because of that. For if he had exceeded
it,
you would have
angered
him. The one who would have slapped you would trample you. The one who would have given you a few problems wakes up, he made you a young child. And you are a young child, infant. Now he said, let me do them gradually. Don't give them food. Take the blessings from them. As long as I have strength, I'll make other things.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. Now authority, which is the spirit of power, and how we manifest the kingdom of God. That's how it came about to hide from us, yet it remained working.
and it's
in our midst.
Couldn't
see it immediate.
For
reduce the power which is seen in the
Genesis
when he just spoke.
That
things appear with flowers and plants on them.
Immediately
they happened in the twinkle of
an eye. And
power was too much.
Let's read verse
11. We
see
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Katonda nayogera nti ensemere bimera omuddo gubale ensigo omuti ogwebibala ogubala ebibala mu ngeri yagwo ogulimu ensigo yagwo ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali.
Brought that plan and
he said,
I want you cause plants to grow, and when every seed and fruit is on it. Don't expect when plants grew in the beginning that they pass through phases as we see of today.
The
spirit of counsel we first saw gave them a little time to happen, and they have their
food. The
spirit of power to develop much power brought them immediate as the time was given him.
And this,
that you gradually grow in your mother's womb, it's based on the spirit of
counsel.
One who limited the spirit of power and then removes that
prophet.
But if reduces seasons and they say you grow now quick
in a
twinkle of an eye, there your parents, as they go on the marital dining, the hear immediately the stomach is playing immediately and the leather pains have come and the child is out and they are crying. They are growing speedily.
You give them one breast,
I don't want to breastfeed.
You begin
to see their mature.
Their
girls, they grow breasts, they grow tall. As you wake up in the day,
how
the other pumpkin grew.
And the child
you birthed is a man with beards. Now that authority,
the
spirit of power remained
with us,
we would have seen him.
And
problem is when we produce the power,
he
works when we don't see him. Let's read verse 12. Genesis chapter 1 verse 12.
Ensine mere ebimera omuddo ogubala ensigo mu ngeri yagwo n'omuti ogubala ebibala ogulimu ensigo yagwo mu ngeri yagwo Katonda nalabanga birungi.
Kakati ensi mu kiseera ekyo yamera mangu ebintu bino.
In that time grew quick the things.
Era mulubirebire sura yokubiri.
And in Genesis chapter 2.
Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga n'okukiira.
Verse 6 to down.
Amazzi bwe gamala okubanga gatonyeewo.
After water had come on the ground.
Ma ebimera awo misinde.
Plants immediately.
Ebyengeri ez'enjawulo.
Every type.
N'ebibala byabyo ebyengeri ez'enjawulo.
Fruits of different types.
N'ensigo yamu.
And their seeds.
Ku speed y'ekitalo.
At the high speed. That's the spirit of power manifested authority.
We've
taken long not seeing under the sun.
Authority
can make the leg grow on you immediate when they had cut it from you.
And
you had no leg, and you get a leg.
But
his kingdom has the way reduced things in his power, and he left those to show off, to show
and
off, and he remained in our midst. Yet you cannot see him except you know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
what he's told you. Matthew
12:28.
He cast demons by the Spirit of God. Kingdom of God is already come. Works of the Holy Spirit themselves.
They
what revealed the kingdom of God. But there was an exchange. Most on what we've explained.
It
concerns how the gospel rose in America. The gospel salvation to be
renewed. It's
meant to move on, explain all this to us. But the spirit of Satan beat it down in the 1906.
Then
we resorted to the gospel of the things of the world.
Even
when scriptures, we twist them to look there. Many of us were not able to seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness. For we did know it, yet it was not being preached.
Have
you heard preach of the kingdom of God? Let's come to reality. Oh, it was spoken of. It was spoken of but not preached.
And
it was not known. Yet it's working. And it is in our midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, brethren, many things need to be known. And everyone wind up like this. Get the next second part of the spirit of power. And how we manifest the kingdom of God. But we look much to what's under here. On the planet.
Tomorrow
we shall stretch out of the planet with things out there. And we see that power. We would have heard not the rim above.
How
the city is there in much power.
And
how far the creatures run with much power. Even the way of God, the garden of God, yet they are grown with power. Power which causes them never to rot. No flower in the heavens lose
falls.
Heaven, the garden of God. Everything there has an eternal power.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Causes rotting and
getting old.
That power it comes sucks it out. You have to get old. Or you have to get ripe. On the side of plants, we call it ripening. Human beings, they call it, they have gotten old. And they change color, they have gotten ripe. They get ripe in their heads, they become gray.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So things under the sun. Let me end here. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.